prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
the night.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, hour number two, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening and watching. Thank you for making this show part of your Monday afternoon, as it is shortly after 6 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm pretty sure it's 3:06 p.m. Pacific Time here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. It's the number to call into the show, as I'm here with you until 7 o'clock. And for those that are just tuning in, the show started at 5 o'clock today. It was definitely really good to be back, being able to do an entire full two-hour show. And we still got some more stuff to get into in regards to the world of Boston sports, or even just sports in itself. But just a couple of things real quick before I even go any further. Number one, the national show, The Shoe, which Shukri Wright's on Pacifica Radio Network and on iHeartMedia, is returning this week officially. A new episode will be available to listen at your own time, on your own time, and will be broadcasted by whichever Pacifica Radio Network affiliate picks it up nationwide. As Pacifica Radio Network has over 200 radio affiliates in the United States and Canada, and as well as Hawaii as well. So the new show will, in fact, return this week. I'm not saying what day exactly, but it is going to return this week officially. And also, I am back in the broadcasting booth this weekend, this Saturday, for Boston University versus Lehigh. I'll be calling the action on Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern, field hockey on ESPN+. Look forward to that as well. It is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be spectacular. I'm excited to be back doing play-by-play on ESPN+. I look forward to a fall in which that every month I'm doing at least a couple games, if not more, and whatnot. So I look forward to that as well. So just wanted to let you guys know what's going on in my end in terms of the broadcasting aspect of everything. National show, The Shoe, which Shukri writes on Pacifica Radio Network, it is returning. It is back this week. I will let you know what day that show is ready to be aired and shared across on iHeartRadio and podcasts and everything else in between. So on this particular matter, in life, we're oftentimes shown, taught that lessons are given to us to be learned from. Age should only make us wiser, not dull or dumb or reluctant to hear or even listen to. It's about being able to take the things that you learn from through experience and be able to show what everyone is capable of doing when they're able to apply themselves in the right way. See, you ever hear the old adage of, you know, sometimes some old folks get, you know, older and they get more stubborn in their own ways? I'm sure every one of us knows someone in our life or knew someone who was like that. And it's funny because it seems like the older you get, the more stubborn you become, and the less reluctant you are to change and adapt. And that's exactly where Bill Belichick, the head coach of the New England Patriots, come in. And it's something that I've thought about a lot over the last year plus. But most recently, my thoughts on this particular matter has only intensified with passion, frustration, you can say anger at times, but really passion and frustration more than anything else. And I think it's appropriate that now that we really talk about this, because there's a lot of Bill Belichick apologists out there. Those that have been listening to me on radio know this about me for the longest of time, and that is, I've always been one that is going to tell you exactly what I'm thinking. I can take my fan hat off for just a moment and give you my unbiased take and opinion or something. You don't got to agree or disagree. But you're going to hear what I have to say. And then also, in this matter, and I've seen this a lot with Patriot fans, whereas, but what do you know exactly? He's the greatest coach of all time. He's got 6 rings. Oh, really? He's got 6 rings. None without Brady. And then, oh, by the way, the last playoff game that he won was Super Bowl 53. That was almost 4 years ago now. So, yesterday, the Patriots lose to the Miami Dolphins 20-7. Kendrick Bourne plays only 2 snaps the entire game. Only 2. That's it. Meanwhile, you have players like him getting frustrated. You have media members wondering what the hell is going on. Yet you have good old Bill sitting at the podium.
Hey, we didn't play well enough to win the game yesterday. We should have done a better job of executing.
Well, no crap, Sherlock. Congratulations. Your stubbornness cursed the team the win. Unless you are willing to come out and tell us what exactly happened, what went on, miss us with the effing BS, please. Miss me with that, please. Because I'm sure Patriot fans remember the infamous benching of Malcolm Butler prior to Super Bowl 52, right? Right. I'm sure that we all remember that. And we never found out exactly why he got benched. All we've heard ever since then was this happened, or maybe that reason, or whatever, whatever. But that entire spring of 2018, people were not in the mood to hear excuses. They wanted to know the absolute truth. Bill Belichick wasn't going to give it to them. And here we are, fast forward, 4.5 years later, week 1. Players are frustrated, getting adjusted to the new offensive scheme that Bill Belichick's trying to institute. They don't have an official offensive coordinator. They don't have someone that they believe has experience to call offensive plays. Not some schmooze whose experience is only as far as calling defensive plays, being a former defensive coordinator and a failed head coach in Detroit with the Detroit Lions. You can't tell me that any of this is absolutely a coincidence. And now he's back to his old tricks again. Benching one of the most important players on this team, the way that he built, not someone else, the way that he built. And it resulted in a loss. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want your thoughts. You can call into the show, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Stream the show live on TuneIn Radio app. And you listen on the radio dial, 91.5 FM WMFO. Because, you know, my mom, she used to tell me this saying. I'm serious. She used to tell me this saying, a hard head makes a soft ass. When I was a kid, when I was hard-headed and I didn't want to listen, I used to hear that from her all the time. A hard head makes a soft ass. In Bill Belichick's case, A stubborn head makes a dumbass. That's precisely what it is. Because to me, it's absolutely embarrassing at this point that there's clear issues on this team. The offense that you try to install isn't working. The results speak for itself. And whatever good that you thought that you could potentially maybe try to build off of when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which they will face in week two on Sunday, throw that out of the window. Because you're not fooling anybody with that. It's not going to work. You mean to tell me, with all of those things that are happening, that Bill Belichick is going to turn around and say, you know what, I'm going to stick with it because I got a point to prove. Even though we may lose, but I got a point to prove. But yeah, he is that kind of stubborn. And he is petty. He's one petty SOB. His actions have indicated as such. So does any of this really surprise me? No. But what has me annoyed is that I'm sure that there's going to be more instances of this with more players getting frustrated as to what's happening, why this team isn't winning games, if this team, in fact, doesn't win any game within the first four or five game stretch to begin the season, I'm pretty sure Kendrick Bourne is not going to be the only frustrated camper in that locker room. Because we've seen this too many times in the NFL. When one player is unhappy, it tends to spread. And it spreads like a plague. One rotten egg turns into two rotten eggs and three rotten eggs until it begins to infest enough of the locker room where you realize that the culture and the temperature and the attitude has changed for the team. That in itself is alarming. So if Bill Belichick has any sort of cojones, any sort of wherewithal, I'm begging you, please, don't let your pettiness destroy whatever you may have left, because you're playing a dangerous game. You don't have Tom Brady in your corner anymore. You have put Mac Jones in a position where it is awfully hard to win and succeed in the NFL as a second-year quarterback. Your pettiness can't be the reason why this team goes in the wrong direction for a guy that you have put your hopes and your future in the hands of, whom you drafted at pick number 15. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. The show is on 91.5 FM WMFO. And for the radio audience, I appreciate you sticking around listening to the show. For those watching on TikTok Live, I just simply want to say hello. Thank you for tuning in and whatnot. I appreciate it as always. I figure that now will be a good time to go on break, as we still got another 40 minutes left in the program. Now will be a good time to do it. Coming up next, there is one player from the Boston Red Sox who I do think has the most to prove. I'm going to tell you exactly who that player is. It may raise a few eyebrows, but I'm open to have conversation, but it's an important conversation that we need to have. That and much more coming up next here on the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. but you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were a real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. We'll be right back. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you. Just the two of us.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Street Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we are now about to hit 6:30, and it is now officially 6:30 Eastern Time, 3:30 Pacific, here on 91.5 FM WMFO. And man, it's been one heck of a Monday. I'll tell you that for a fact. But I tell you one thing, I'm just so happy with the fact that it's fall now. Football season is in full-fledged flight. College football is about to enter week 3 already. Yeah, you heard right, week 3. NFL wraps up week 1 tonight. Thursday night starts week number 2. Fall is here. It's the best time of year. You know, you got college football in full swing. NFL is still in its infancy stages of the season, of the new regular season. And oh, don't forget, baseball is still in full swing. Pennant races are heating up at this point. The Dodgers already clinched a playoff spot. But the Boston Red Sox, that are hanging on by a dear thread, and also they're basically clinging on life support. There was one player that I do think it's worth talking about. There is one player for this Boston Red Sox team that I wholeheartedly believe has the most to prove, and that is J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez is going to be a free agent after the season. He's 35 years old. This is a guy, going into the season, I expected him to be a big part of the Red Sox offense and what they're trying to, or what they are capable of. And here's the problem. J.D. Martinez has not had a good season. His power has gone down. That's part of the reason why, even here we are on September 12th, J.D. Martinez has got to step up offensively. He has to heat up. He has to be better than what he's been. He's got 11 homers and 52 runs batted in. For an average player, that may be, you know, okay numbers. But for a player of J.D. Martinez's caliber, that's not good. Because between 2015 and 2017, this guy was one of the preeminent sluggers in baseball. Now, this is someone that over the course of 464 at-bats is struggling to hit for power. For a team that going into the season, I said that offense was not something that I was going to be worried about. Because I mentioned that J.D. Martinez, Rafael Devers, Bogarts, those guys were going to be part of a powerful trio in the middle of the Red Sox lineup that was going to produce. I believed it at the beginning of the season. Now, as the season is now winding down, J.D. Martinez is in a spot right now where you wonder, as free agency looms at the conclusion of the season, how much value does he still bring with his bat, considering that he is primarily a designated hitter? And now with the universal DH, the one saving grace that he has is that he could leave the Red Sox and go to a National League team that needs a DH on a one-year deal, on a one-year deal that is basically prove your value and reestablish your value and then hit free agency again in 2024. That's the one saving grace that J.D. Martinez has. But that's in the future. That's neither here or there now. But right now, for a Red Sox team that is absolutely hanging on to life support, hanging on by a thread, whatever hyperbole or whatever figurative of speech or phrase you want to use, this is a team that's not expected to actually make the playoffs. At this point in juncture, they're not. Because here's the reality. One of the reasons why the Red Sox are on the verge of missing the playoffs altogether is because they have not gotten a whole lot of offensive production for where they needed it the most. They needed it from J.D. Martinez. He hasn't provided that. And in August, he has been absolutely abysmal. And that's probably putting it nicely. I think all of August, he had only, what, 4 extra base hits? That's it. And they're 10 games out of the third and final wild card spot. Because right now, it is pretty fair to say that Tampa Bay, Seattle, and Toronto are the 3 teams that are going to win those American League wild card spots. You can make that case. So, with that being said, as it currently stands, do you think or do you believe that J.D. Martinez can still provide some value for himself, even though he is going to test free agency? He is. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. And on J.D. Martinez himself, because age is now a factor when you begin to evaluate where he is. He didn't just get slow and like lose power overnight. I mean, if you're going to go back to last year, just last season in itself. Last year, he hit 28 homers and drove in 99 runs. Just an RBI shot of 100 runs. It's not as if that this guy just went completely ghost. Right now, as it currently stands, his numbers are eerily similar to the numbers he produced in 2012 when he was with the Houston Astros when they were in the National League at the time. That year, he only hit 11 home runs and 55 runs batted in 113 games. In 120 games so far in 2022, 11 homers and 52 runs batted in. So that's why I think it's important to really ask that question. Can he still bring value? Can he get hot now, from now to the end of the regular season, and provide a spark for this Red Sox team that is pretty much dead in the water? I mean, they are. But even if the Red Sox don't make the playoffs, if J.D. Martinez is going to hit the free agent market, do you think teams across baseball are going to look at J.D. Martinez and say, you know what, this guy can really help us? Or this guy, he still has something of value that he can provide to the ball club? The honest answer to that is no, based on what he's done so far. That's why, if anything else, J.D. Martinez has the most to prove. Can he prove to himself and to baseball, even the Red Sox, in the last 3.5 weeks of the regular season, that he's still a valuable bat to have in the lineup? Because that's what he brings to the table at this point in his career. It's not his glove. It's sure as hell not his speed. It's his offense. And he has not provided a whole lot of that this year. Which now begs the question, is this the end of J.D. Martinez's career? Is this the beginning of the end? I think it is the beginning of the end. Unless he next year goes to a new team, new environment, and again, now with the designated hitter in the National League, he can go to the National League and play elsewhere and have a strong bounce back season, because this season has been a disaster for him. I'm pretty sure J.D. Martinez himself can tell you that. So the question begs, does he have the most approved on the Red Sox right now? Yes. Because he's going to be a free agent. And yes, Bogarts as well. He's going to be a free agent. But Bogarts, I'm not concerned about, because that's a guy that you can build around. He's 30 years old. But J.D. Martinez is not someone that you build your franchise around. Not at age 35. He's going to be 36 next season. That's not someone you build a franchise with. That's someone that you go out and you add as a valuable piece to your lineup in their prime. And the Red Sox did that prior to the 2018 season. We all know how it all paid off. He had a monster year. Runner-up MVP behind his former teammate Mookie Betts. We all remember. But the reality is this, and this is where we are. This is someone who, over the last 2 full seasons, and even the pandemic shortened year, his bat has begun to fall off. 2020, yeah, you could throw that out. I give you that. Fine. 7 homers, 27 runs batted in. Pandemic shortened season. I'm not going to hold that against him. But what I am saying is the proof is in the pudding that his bat has begun to fall off as he's gotten older. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we are now entering the home stretch of the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, a thought of mine that I do want to talk about in regards to the Boston Celtics. Whether they do it or not remains to be seen, but it is something that I do want to explore with you, at least open the idea up. I want to share with you exactly what that is coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Freeform Radio.
Completing high school is more of a social thing. and it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see, then you believe me. Sailing takes me away to where I've always needed to be.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to listen to the program this afternoon here in the Boston metro area or wherever else you may be listening. We've only got about a few minutes left in the program, and I figured that this would be a good time to bring up an idea or a thought of mine that I don't remember sharing with you on the air, but figured that would be a good time to do so. You know, like in regards to the Boston Celtics, as training camp is coming up right around the corner, I'm looking forward to it very, very much. And just real quick, Horns of Plenty is coming up next after this show concludes at 7 here on 91.5 FM WMFO, 7 to 8 p.m. to stick around for that. So, with that being said, the Boston Celtics, they're in a place right now where I do think that they can make at least one more move to solidify the bench. And I made a video about this last week on Twitter, and it's there to view at your pleasure, at Shukri Writes. That's my Twitter handle, at Shukri Writes. And I figured that now that I'm back on radio, I'm back in the platform in which that I'm most comfortable with, in which I can actually get into it furthermore. Because right now, I do think that the Celtics, they're going to be pretty good. There's no question in my mind about that. But I do wonder if there is one more move that they can make that can actually, you know, improve the team. And I do think there is one more move, because we all know that the loss of Danilo Gallinari for the season is a big loss. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I absolutely would welcome the idea of the Celtics looking into maybe bringing in Carmelo Anthony to play off the bench. I mean, this is someone that can give you 15 points, 17 points off the bench for a team that got exposed in terms of its bench last June in the NBA Finals. So I am one of those who I really do believe that at this point, you're bringing a veteran, you're bringing a guy that's been around. You know, he's done everything in his NBA career except go play in the NBA Finals. And someone who is one of the best scorers to ever play in the NBA to a bench that needs depth, because in the postseason, it is going to be tested. And it was tested in the Finals, and that bench got exposed for being too thin, and it cost them the NBA Finals. It was one of the reasons why they lost the NBA Finals. And the more I think about it, the more I look at this roster, Gallinari is done for the season. And right now, you have a bunch of guys on this bench that don't really add a whole lot of like value in terms of points per game, in terms of guys that can score coming off the bench, with the exception of Payton Pritchard, who's another year in the league, who's going to get better. Grant Williams, another good role player at that. And as well as Sam Hauser, but that's it. That's it. Brogdon is huge. Getting him was huge, as long as he can stay healthy. But I think that One guy that you don't have to worry about staying healthy is Carmelo Anthony. He's been durable throughout his entire NBA career. That's why I feel before the training camp starts, before the season begins for the Boston Celtics, they need to get one more scorer for that bench. Because right now, let's be honest, your bench with Luke Kornet, Bufeyandu Kabengele, and as well as Matt Ryan, or he's only playing one game, they're not helping you win a championship. That bench in itself is not strong enough to help you win a championship. Point blank. Because it's going to be a lot to ask of you to lean on guys like Jason Tatum and Brown, who obviously are the two best players on this team. If anything else, the Boston Celtics are in a position where they can pick and choose in terms of who they want to go out and sign that's going to replace on Gallinari's production, or someone that's going to add value to this team. Because I do wonder, let's say if they don't, they decide not to add anybody, what happens then? You think that they're going to be able to sustain the grind and the punishment of a regular season in which that this is a team that, as we know, is built on defense. They had the best defensive team in the NBA last year. And I expect more of the same again this season. You think that their bench is going to be deep enough in order for them to win a championship? I just don't think it is. If not Carmelo Anthony, fine. Who would you recommend? Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I only got a couple of more minutes left. So if you want to call and share your thoughts on the Celtics in terms of what they can do to improve the bench, now will be the time to do so. So with that being said, you wonder like who's available in terms of the NBA free agents on free agency. Like anybody that could add value. And I think about like what could be. What could potentially be if this team is going to ultimately fulfill its promise and its potential of winning a championship? I think it's going to be important that they add a scoring winger at that can score buckets for you basically when you need it off the bench. It's been a phenomenal afternoon. Being back doing the show full 2 hours. The next show that I'll do, it will in all likelihood move from the current slot that is currently in. The next time you hear me on the program may very well be in a new slot and a new time, depending on what the schedule looks like once it is officially made. So I'm definitely going to enjoy it while I can. And I'm going to share with you my final thoughts here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO, to conclude the show for this Monday. And that is, if you're the Patriots, you are in a pivotal point in the Tom Brady juncture, post-Tom Brady. Let me start again. You are at a pivotal point in which that the post-Tom Brady era, you cannot lose this locker room. You cannot lose this game to Pittsburgh. The issues that have been plaguing this team throughout the entire summer, you need to fix it. It's got to get fixed. You know, I had a pretty candid conversation with some of my best friends last night who I was out over at his house watching the game with. And I said, you know, the one thing that does worry me is when I look at the schedule and I look at who is in front, who is ahead in terms of opponents. And that is, for me, you look at the other teams across the AFC and you're like, Man, the Patriots, they really got their work cut out for them. They do. And you wonder, at what point do you say, you know what? We need to go and focus on what works. Throw out what isn't working because it's not working. Let's establish something and as an offense that is going to work. Let's figure out the situation in terms of play calling and whatnot and go from there. And that's exactly where we are now. And I'm going to conclude this program by reminding you can follow me on Twitter at ShukriRighteous, at ShukriRighteous. ShukriRighteous is the Twitter handle and the same handle for TikTok as well. You can follow me there for the latest updates on the Shukri Right Show, as well as the announcement for when this show will in fact be moved. When exactly, I don't know, but I will let you know. So that's going to conclude it for this show here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I've had a blast with you the last couple of hours, but it's time for me to get out of here. You got Horns of Plenty coming up next from 7 to 8 p.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO. Shukri Wright saying adios, sayonara. Enjoy Monday Night Football later tonight. Broncos Seahawks, 8 o'clock. I'll be back to talk about it the next time I'm on the air. This is Shukri Wright's. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Have a good night, everybody. I'll talk to you again later. Peace.